The Lord once again for bringing us together. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's continue. Open your Bible to Proverbs chapter number 9. Open your Bible to Proverbs chapter number 9. We are on the fifth part of the series called Hidden Wisdom. Proverbs chapter number 9. So we looked at the location of wisdom. We know about it, verse number 1 to 6. And then we looked at there is a fake wisdom. There is a counterfeit wisdom, you see, of which is referred to as a clamorous, foolish, clamorous woman. And the last time we spotted out the difference between how wisdom calls and how this foolish woman calls. And the foolish and the clamorous woman, the sounds that she makes is noisy, is protesting, is confused, is demanding, is forceful. And this foolish woman or the clamorous woman is nothing but the seducing spirit. Okay. Proverbs chapter number 7. We saw that it talks about seducing spirit. Okay. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Verse number 1. Apostle Paul talks about in the later times. There will be seducing spirit. And doctrines of demons. In which people will believe. So we are still on the seducing spirit. And one of the major aspects of the seducing spirit is, we have to look at is the high places. The high places. So let me again reiterate the characteristics of the seducing spirit quickly. I hope that you have it because we discussed it last Sunday. So a seducing spirit is a spirit which lures men and women into a covenant with a God altar of the high place. That is what the seducing spirit do. It lures men and women to have a covenant, to come into a covenant with a God or an altar of the high place. Secondly, seducing spirits are picturized or represented as snakes and women in the realms of the spirit. Snakes are seducing spirits. And even women in the realms of the spirit are seducing spirits. When you see a spirit being which looks like a snake or a woman, it can be seducing spirits. Okay. The third thing is seducing spirits operate from high places. Seducing spirit operate from high places. Now, what is a high place? We'll look at that. And the fourth thing is in the physical, not only women, but even men can be representatives of this seducing spirit. One of the man that was a set that had a seducing spirit was King Manasseh in the Bible. He had a seducing spirit. So we will look at that at the later part of the sermon. Okay. Before going into high places. So these, remember these characteristics of the seducing spirit. Before going to the high places, we will go to Proverbs chapter number 9. Once again, and read from verse number 13 to 18. Proverbs chapter number 9, verse number 13 to 18. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple as and knows nothing, for she sits at the door of her house. I told you to underline these things. Where she sits outside the door, whereas wisdom sits inside the tabernacle of God. Wisdom of God, the real wisdom of God is not outside, but the counterfeit wisdom that wages war against the real wisdom of God is she sits outside the door. She is not inside her house. Okay? On a seat. So she has a seat. She has a throne that represents her principality. I was talking about principality last time, not going into that. On a seat by the highest places of the city. Okay? Now, wherever The tabernacle of God represents the spiritual high place from where God exercises control and God exercises his authority over a territory. Even the tabernacle of God operates on a high place. The tabernacle of God, the house of God, is called a high place. Hallelujah. Even as we start, say amen. Everyone say amen and we will go ahead. Okay? We'll go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The tabernacle of God, I said, it says in Proverbs chapter number 9, that in verse 3, it says the wisdom of God cries out from the highest places of the city. So, a high place is a place where a spirit being from the unseen realm exercises authority over the realm of the earth, over the physical realm, over flesh and blood. If you as a Christian thought that the human beings are ruling the earth, you are wrong. The instructions to exercise authority over the face of the earth comes from so-called spirit beings. Because God released authority to man in the book of Genesis, to Adam, to manifest his authority over the face of the earth and gave everything under Adam's authority. So he gave him the keys of authority. But Adam and Eve sold their authority to a spirit being called the serpent. So from that time, man lost the authority over the face of the earth that was given to man by God himself. And it was lost to a spirit being called the serpent that lured the woman to come into a covenant with a high place. And that high place was the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil. Are we understanding that? Now, we will go to the Bible. I don't know how much we will go in detail, but high places have trees. It says that people of Israel sacrificed to foreign gods on high places and under trees. Trees, high places, these are we understanding? It's a place from where a spirit being exercises control, exercises governance, exercises surveillance over the physical realm, over the realm of the flesh and blood. So, what we are looking at in Proverbs chapter number 9 is the woman from where she is sitting. Where is she sitting? By the highest places of the city. So a seducing spirit, this fake wisdom we are talking about, operates from a high place. Verse number 15, to call those who pass by who go straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And as for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell. So the high places where people are called to by this spirit to come and take part with the altar, drinking water and eating bread, by taking part with the covenant that this seducing spirit has on the high place, they will be led to a place called hell, eternal destruction. That is the destination of taking part of the altar of the high place, of a demonic high place, leads people to. All right? Okay. Stolen water is sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. What is that? We will go after we complete the high places on that topic, on that revelation. All right. What the devil was coming and giving to Jesus, by the way, that was the word of God that looked like the instruction of God. If you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. Okay. Then if you throw yourself down from this place, and the Bible say, the word of God says, God said, he has given angels in charge over you that they will. So what he was bringing to Jesus was kind of a wisdom. Are we understanding? In the desert, And what he was bringing to Jesus was the stolen water and the bread. That is a fake wisdom. People, the devil's wisdom will make you do things which is foolishness to God, in which you will fall, in which you will be trapped, in which there is death. I saw a video where a pastor on the pulpit, he wanted to show people that he wanted to prove people the verse where it says, you shall trample over snakes and scorpions and nothing by no means shall harm you. He said, I want to prove this verse by revelation to you. And this pastor brought, that is a very horrible video I saw. And this pastor brought this fat snake on the pulpit. He was standing in the church and brought this fat snake. And he said, you see this snake? I will let the snake bite me and you will see that nothing will happen to me, because I want to prove you the scripture. And the snake, he held the snake and the snake bit him so many times on his head, on his neck and on his shoulder. And then he was saying, you see, nothing is happening. Slowly, after 3-4 minutes, he was coughing. His face was becoming red and blue. And his neck was getting swollen. And you see, nothing is happening. At last, after 10 minutes, he fell down. And he was rushed to the hospital and he was declared dead. That wisdom came from the stolen water. Are we understanding? A fake wisdom, which is not of God, which makes you do things that leads you to hell, that leads you to death, that leads you to destruction. Fake wisdom by which people operate. Okay, that is the stolen water. That is the wisdom. If Jesus would have obeyed the wisdom of the devil, because he brought the word of God to Jesus and thrown himself down from the high place, God's angels would not have come, because the wisdom with which with which the person operated was not from God. It came from a high place. It came from a seducing spirit. Are we understanding that? Okay, stay with me. We will go now. Let's go. So we will come to stolen water and bread eaten in secret after I complete the high place. But let us come to a high place. What did I tell you? What is a high place? The definition of a high place is, high places are locations of altars, ritual sacrificial activities unto a deity who executes governance, surveillance and control over territories. Where the devil was tempting Jesus in Luke chapter number 4, he was tempting Jesus on a high place. Okay? And the devil signified the seducing spirit, which was seducing Jesus, trying to seduce Jesus to come into a covenant with the devil. That is what the seducing spirit do on what? On high places, on high places. All right. So let us start off with high places. Now, let's turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter number 9. Verse number 12 to 14. 1 Samuel chapter number 9. Verse number 12 to 14. And they answered them and said, yes, there he is just ahead of you. Hurry now, for today he came to the city, because there is a sacrifice of the people today on the high place. Underline that. People were sacrificing. Now, they were not sacrificing to a deity, but people were sacrificing to God on a high place, to the Lord God Almighty. Verse number 13. As soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes. Who is the he? He is the prophet Samuel. Okay, he used to go on a circuit from Mizpah to other two places to judge Israel, because he was the prophet in Israel at that time. And without him, people would not sacrifice to the Lord, because Prophet Samuel should come there. So it's talking about Prophet Samuel. We are on verse number 13. It says, for the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those who are invited will eat. Now therefore, go up, for about this time you will find him. So they went up to the city. As they were coming into the city, there was Samuel coming toward them on his way up to the high place. So what are they doing on the high place? They prepare an altar on the high place. They offer the sacrifice unto the Lord God Almighty, unto Jehovah God, on the high place. And then when the sacrifice is been offered, they partake of the sacrifice which was put on the altar to the Lord. And Samuel comes first and blesses the sacrifice. The sacrifice is done. And then Samuel and the people on the high place sit there and start to eat. That means they partake of the covenant of the Jehovah God, of the God of Israel. That is what happens on a high place. And in doing so, in doing so, they let the Lord, who is a spirit being, right? God is spirit. Okay. Who is a spirit? That's why I say spirit being. God, who is a spirit being and not flesh and blood, let him execute his rule, his control, his surveillance, his monitoring over the territory of Israel. So Samuel was on a circuit. His ministry was to go from Mizpah to Gilgal and another place. So he used to go on a circuit, meet the people, come together on the high place, offer the sacrifice, eat of the bless the sacrifice, offer the sacrifice, eat of the sacrifice, and go. So Saul went to that place. I am explaining to you the high place thing. Okay, stay with me. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter number 3. The book of 1 Kings chapter number 3. Chapter number 3. Verse number 2 and 3. Meanwhile, the people sacrificed at the high places, because there was no house built for the name of the Lord until those days. So because there was no house built for the Lord until those days, they were where? Sacrificing on a high place. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the high place. Mm-hmm. What is that? Okay. Let me read again. Listen to me very carefully what it says. It says, meanwhile, the people sacrificed at the high places, because there was no house built for the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except, means the way his father David followed the Lord in the statutes of the Lord, in the commandments of the Lord, he was walking in all those commandments except one of the commandment he did not follow. What was the commandment? That he was doing what? He was sacrificing and burning incense at the high place, which David did not do, but Solomon was doing. Hallelujah. Now, what does that mean? David was a man after God's own heart. David was operating in multiple offices. He was a king. He operated in the office of a king. He operated in the office of a warrior. He was a mighty man of valor. And that too, his strength was not through his bodily strength. The way he fought with the physical enemy was based on the revelations of the Lord. Remember how he defeated Goliath? He was a small guy, tiny guy before Goliath, by the way. But he defeated Goliath by the strength of revelations. By the strength of revelations. He knew how to defeat that sorcerer, because Goliath was a sorcerer. I will not explain that. I don't have time. Then he operated in the office of a psalmist. By the way, songwriting, praise and worship is a ministry that people are anointed for. People are specially anointed for that ministry. David had that anointing. David operated in that office. David knew the tunes of heaven. David tapped into the scales that are being played in heaven. And another office that he operated in was the office of a prophet. Was the office of a prophet. He was a prophet, David. Because he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make the enemies my footstool. The scripture which was taken by Peter to preach his sermon on the day of Pentecost. Remember that? So he used to write songs, but his songs were prophetic. His songs will foretell the happenings of God on the face of the earth. His songs will foretell the coming of the Messiah and who he is. So David, King David was a man of God, and he operated in different offices and anointings. And that guy knew that if I need to worship God, I need to worship God in the tabernacle, in the house. And that's why even before he became king, read your Bible carefully. Read your Bible carefully. He was not interested to set up the army first or to construct his things first, but he was interested to bring the Ark of the Lord first. And then the psalm that he wrote, lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors for the King of Glory to come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So he had the revelation of the Lord as his captain that will make him win wars and that will establish David as the king over Jerusalem, over the city of Zion, which is the administrative system of God. That's why he was a successful king, because he depended on a spirit being that is God himself. Okay? To establish his rule and reign and to give him the power over the enemies. Because when David became a king, it was a difficult time for Israel. Saul died. The Philistines were in the sense that, we killed Saul, we can destroy Israel now. But David came in between. Okay, I'm just giving you a gist. Now, when David brought the Ark of the Lord into Jerusalem, we know the story. Okay, I'm not going into that. David built a tabernacle like the tent of Moses. And the Bible says David rebuilded the temple of praise. So he knew that God does not prefer to offer something from a high place. God prefers us to offer to him from a house. That is called the house of God and not a high place. Are we understanding? Now, Proverbs chapter number 9, which we read. Oh God. The wisdom is crying out from inside the house of God, where the table, the showbread, the lampstands are set up. We saw that. So, that is what the Bible is saying. Those times, because the temple of God was not set up, the house of the Lord was not set up, people were going to the high place and sacrificing unto God. Are we understanding? Now, we don't go to a high place to do a meeting. We do it here because this is the house of God. God prefers the people of God to come inside the tabernacle in the presence of God, in the house of God, where God has constructed the atmosphere, where God has constructed the structure, where God has placed the elements as per his will. Come in that place where the measurements of heaven are in place, where the elements that were commanded by God are in place. Come in that place to offer unto God. High place is a place which is an open place, which is a high place where nothing is in place as per God. By the way, tabernacle is a tabernacle which was the measurements, the materials, the curtains, the rods, the lampstand, the material with which will be used for the table, the wood that will be used, what will be on the table, how the altar will be built, which are the materials, what is the kind of bronze. Everything was, every instruction to build up the tabernacle was given by God. Whereas a high place is a place where nothing is built by God as per his instructions. House of God, a high place. House of God, a high place. Are you guys understanding? Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, listen to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, remember, right? I don't have to... You remember the Bible, right? You might have read that scripture. It says, when Moses built the tabernacle exactly as per what God told him to build, as exactly as per the instructions of God. Everything God told him, this this length should be this much centimeters, the breadth should be this much, the material should be used. And the Bible says when Moses built the tabernacle exactly as per the measurements of God, and he finished the tabernacle as per the instructions of God, the glory of the Lord came in the tabernacle. The glory of the Lord came in the tabernacle. Because Moses built that tabernacle as per the, whereas a high place is just an open area where it's not a, it's a place which is not constructed by heaven. Many churches are not tabernacles. Many churches are high places. Because the structure that they built was not given to them by God. And in that high place, they are praising, they are worshiping, they are doing Bible study, they are doing some kind of prayer. And it says, the Bible says that Solomon walked in the statues which David his father walked and loved the Lord, except that he sacrificed on the high places. Are we understanding now? You got pastors. You got to see the church you are building. Is it a high place or is it a tabernacle? A tabernacle is a place which is where the instructions are given by God. Every instruction, every inch, every centimeter, every material, you listen to God and you built it. You listen to God and you built it. You listen to God and you built it. That is a tabernacle. Whereas the high place, it's just an open area. You are just going there. Oh, this is a church. This is the church where I will offer sacrifices. No, it does not happen like that. So, the people of God sacrificed on a high place because yet a house of God was not yet built. Okay? David was the one who did not sacrifice on the high place like Solomon. David used to go in the house, in the tabernacle, in the tent. Not a physical house, but a tent, a tabernacle. But it was as per the measurements of God. And it was called the temple of praise because David was the man who established the praise and worship team. You know that? Okay, hallelujah. So during his reign, during the reign of Moses, by the way, when he was the prophet over Israel, people used to go in the temple with fear. People will go towards the temple in fear. But during the reign of David, he introduced something through which the gates of heaven, that is the gates of tabernacle, will open. That is, enter into what? Enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Moses did not know that revelation. Because David knew that revelation. And that's why he introduced, he formed a team of praise and worship, singers, trumpet blowers, musicians, songwriters, and that's why during the time of David, people used to come to God with praise and worship. During the time of Moses, people used to come to God with fear. Something will happen. We have to bring a sacrifice or something. Okay. Let me not go into the temple of praise and the tabernacle of Moses. Those are the two different seasons that came in Israel. Hallelujah. People of God, those who are with me, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Listen. So, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the high place. So God will wants to receive sacrifices from us in his house, which is built as per his measurements, as per his instructions. That is the place called the secret place. Amen. We cannot say, oh, we can go in that place. I will go in that place, but I will still pray and offer to God. No, God prefers a place, which is a house. Okay, so after David, Solomon built the temple of God, physical temple of God. And he built the temple of God and he laid the foundation and all those things. But after he built the temple of God, Solomon became a victim of seducing spirits. So, listen to me. We are going to look at the timeline. We are going to look at what happened in Israel and how Israel started to rebuild high places unto demonic deities. And how Israel started to give charge to demonic gods to control Israel. It started off with Solomon. After the temple of God was built, there was no need of a high place. But the seducing spirits through the foreign wives of Solomon seduced Solomon to build high places. Open your Bible to 1 Kings chapter number 11, verse number 1 to 9. 1 Kings chapter number 11, verse number 1 to 9. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. So it was his passion to marry women. That's what we can say. It was his passion in the flesh to marry women, and that's what took him off. This guy, who had the great wisdom of God, became a victim of the fake wisdom from a seducing spirit who once carried the great wisdom of God. Let's see, verse number 2. From the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives. Oh God. He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wife turned away his heart. That is a great question that people ask about the Bible. That is polygamy from the Lord? Marrying multiple wives. That is polygamy from the Lord. I don't have time to explain that. But polygamy started from the bloodline of the serpent. It started from the seed of the serpent. It did not started by God. Polygamy is not from God. Polygamy is, so I don't have time to go there. It started with Lamech in the book of Genesis. He married, he had two wives. By the way, he was the, oh God, what is this? The balloons. Anyways, listen. So he married two wives and he was the starter of the structure of the kingdom of darkness on the face of the earth. He had four children. He had three sons and one daughter. Okay. I'm not going into that, but he was the one, the initiator who married two wives. The man who started polygamy in the Bible. His children were the heads of the departments of the kingdoms of darkness. I've taken that sermon earlier. Any which ways, I'm not going into that, but maybe I will go to Lamech's daughter, who is called Nama, because one of the Nama spirit had taken over Solomon and seduced this guy Solomon. Okay, let's see. So God had told, don't intermarry and those things, because they will turn away your heart to other gods. Verse number 2. Verse number 3 says, he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart For it was so when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. So the wives of Solomon turned away his heart from the Lord. Those are the seducing spirits. Verse number 5. What happened after that? For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord, as did his father David. Verse number 7. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab. He started to build high places unto deities. On the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he did likewise for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Let's stop there. After Solomon's heart was turned away from the Lord, what did he started to do? He started to build high places unto foreign gods, which are demonic deities. He built Chemosh. He built a high place for Chemosh. He built a high place of Molech for Molech. Molech is, by the way, who wants sacrifices of children. Molech is, by the way, the god, the deity who wants the sacrifices of little babies, of little children. The economic forum that is supposed to control and supposed to direct the economy worldwide, like a part of connected to the United Nations, in their meetings there are portraits that are being put on the wall where there is a demonic being, red devil kind of being, which is sucking out the blood of a child from the womb of a woman. Those are the portraits they have when they have the meetings, because these are the people who are operating the world, the economy, from a high place by offering up to Molech sacrifices of babies. We will come to that. That is what he is doing, Solomon, this guy, because he became a victim of the clamorous woman, of the seducing spirit, which called him, and he started to build high places, not only Molech and Chemosh, but for all the wives. This wife will say, oh, you made this high place for that wife, build it for me also. No. So Solomon, okay, I will build it for you, honey. And he will go, oh, you build it for me, honey, I will do it for you also. So Solomon was chained with multiple demonic spirits through his wives. And all of his wives were making him do things what they wanted to do. Jezebel did not come in Ahab, with the Jezebel, the real Jezebel, the wife of Ahab. Here is Jezebel's operating, not one Jezebel, multiple Jezebels operating. That wife will say, oh, you built that for that wife from Egypt, build it for me. My people also need this in Israel. So he will build it for, honey, I will not let you be sad. I will make you happy. I will build it for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is what was happening with Solomon. He started to build multiple high places unto foreign deities, unto foreign gods. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is what he started to build. So I want to take you through scriptures to show you how it continued after Solomon initiated it. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter number 12. After Solomon did these things, God stripped the kingdom of Israel away from him. But for the sake of David, he kept Judah with the seed of David. Okay, so Solomon's son became the king over Judah, and Israel got separated and went under another king, that is Jeroboam. But this guy Jeroboam was wicked. He started to build high places. What does seducing spirits want from you? Seducing spirits want to deceive people to build high places or to come to high places and to make covenants with demonic deities. That is what my definition about the seducing spirit was. Okay. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter number 12. 1 Kings chapter number 12, verse number 25. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim and dwelt there. And also he went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now the kingdom may return to the house of David. If these people go up to sacrifice, go up to offer sacrifices in the house of Lord of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn back to their Lord. Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Okay. People of God, let's, before going ahead, remove your mutes and let's pray in tongues for a few minutes and then we will go ahead. Remove your mutes and let's pray in tongues, everyone here in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rezo fo zekrevo tiara vando. Revasham rendara sedoko ravan zekere vediyanza. Ravan javar yaldara fo ze frenzo kora vazitara vadianda. Ravasavara bolo hoshavan diandro boze terebe. Ravasi dorovoze vete kere bonze veri albedene rebe. Ravala hadaravan zianza ravon javaravan de repe se derebe. Come on, pray in tongues, everyone. Razo krovo yoro fre la doroko. Rebo so brobo shabrato korobozo tiyarabando. Rebaraba shambrandoro fo zianta raban zakar vadana. Ravandoro shambraval de revendi andra lava. Lahal Sampravandi Anzaraba. I release fire. We release fire against the gods of the high places that is controlling many of the people here in the name of Jesus. Rabose Breba in Javarabande Rebese. Rava Sakrabol Zereva Lahal Ziantropose de Rebe. Rebebebebe Yalza Bababo Yasendo Robo Shembrebente. Rambron Zobo Shabrebo Tiam Brabando. Revo Zia Frendo Rosofo Zokoi Beleta. Leboro Sabarabashata Rababa Sodo Robobo. Rembrondo Robobo Shayata Yarabando Robo. Ezeboko Robobo Shabarabalabadoro. Rebolo Sombrondo Robosita Yarabando. Raiva Yaravan Zerebende. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Reboso Brosha Brabanto. Rabasokoto Robosita Yarabaladorobo. Merabolo Hoshbonor Yanzerebondi Yanderebo. Rebo sobrobo sekete rebe yabatarabando. Rebolo sodorobo shabana rabode. Eya ya ya sondo. Maziando mo sebagando. E brando ko zavriandarabaldo. E frolotoroborobo. Lahal zialdra lavara. Demonic altars that is holding the minds of people. Break now in Jesus' mighty name. Rabrol do rosso frolta rabala zite. E vrele hadravonzi amene reganzo ya. Ei froja brava la haldravan zerebonda. Ma pronto robo seia brabonde rebo shaba la rabala da raba. Mando yo sofra zicata rabala halzi yata rabala bao. Membrondo se terebe. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number, we were on 1 Kings chapter number 12, verse number 25 to 31. I am on verse number 28. Therefore the king asked advice and made two calves of gold. Okay, as I said, Jeroboam, king of Israel. Now Israel and Judah are separated. So Jeroboam made two calves of gold and said to the people, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt. Don't you see some similarity in that? That is what Aaron built, calves of gold. Now, what is the calves of gold? Calves of gold is a setting up of a high place of the clamorous woman that is fighting the house of God. Jeroboam is saying, it is too far, Jerusalem is too far for you to go. So I have set up the golden calves here. Come and worship in this place that was in Bethel and in Dan. Verse number 29. There are two altars he set up. one in Bethel, one in Dan. And he said, it's too far for you to go to the house of God and worship. So you start worshiping in Bethel and Dan, where I'm building the high place. Are you looking at that revelation? Proverbs chapter number 9, wisdom of God, clamorous woman, wants to pull people to herself from the house of God, from the wisdom of God. That has started to happen. That is already happening in a lot of countries in the world of Christianity. I happened to go to North India in the state of Jammu. And there was a pastor who was quite old. And he was a good man. He was a good man. And he was... So few people used to come in his church. He had his house and then he built a church hall with his house. So there he used to do the services. And there was few people. And then he started, when I was with him, he started to tell me that, you know what, our people become believers in my church here that I'm doing the service. And soon after, they become believers, young people who become believers. Within 6 months, they leave my church and start their own church. Within 6 months, they leave my church and start their own church. So believers who are 6 months old in the kingdom, 1 year old in the kingdom, go ahead, start their own church and build their own church. So, you know, the place where I was, every corner of the street, there was a church. Because anyone who came in his church, and then the person became a Christian, and then he thought, this pastor, I can also become like this pastor and start my own church. So he went out, started his own church, started to pull people from here, so on and so forth. That did not only happen in Jammu, it happens in states like Punjab, in states like Chhattisgarh, in other states of India. Okay, I don't know because I have not been to other countries, but in India, such thing. And I know in other countries also, such things happen. So that is what Jeroboam doing. He's telling, don't go up to Jerusalem, to the house of God to worship. I built a high place similar to that of what happens at the house of God. Come here and worship. So these, no one, I am telling you, if anyone says, oh, he became a Christian within 6 months, he got the prophetic anointing to open his own church, I don't believe that person. I don't believe that person. I know it takes at least 10 years to walk with the Lord. At least, minimum 10 years to walk with the Lord until the Lord will give you your own ministry. Until that, you stay under someone. You stay with someone, you stay under someone, submit to that authority. Are we understanding that? Because Jesus himself said, if you are not faithful with which is of others, how will you be faithful in what is your own? Am I right? So before he gives you your own ministry, he will give you to take care of things that belongs to other man. So you be faithful with that man, with that person in the church where you are placed. Okay, are we understanding that? So, but Jeroboam said, you come here because I have built high places in Bethel and Dan, golden calves, come and worship. Because he was afraid that his people will be taken away and his people will join with King Jeroboam. Rehoboam. These names are so confusing. Rehoboam is the king of Judah. Jeroboam is the king of Israel, okay? So Jeroboam is the one who is building high places in Bethel and Dan. Verse number 30. We are on 1 Kings, verse number 12. Chapter number 12, verse number 30. Now this thing became a sin for the people. The people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places. What are shrines? Shrines are altar. Shrine is an altar that can capture the power of a spirit being. That is a shrine that can capture the power of a spirit being. You know, the diviners. What is coming in US? Super Bowl? Super Bowl on, I did not know. But they said, the Super Bowl is coming on Sunday. But I don't know about that. One of the sisters said, oh, you know what? The prophets are prophesying what will happen during Super Bowl. I said, I am not interested. No, they are accurate prophets. I said, yeah, the diviners and the sorcerers are also accurate. I am not interested in the Super Bowl prophecies. God is least interested in the Super Bowls. Yeah, you can enjoy, you can be entertained. That's different. I am not stopping you from doing that. But God is not interested. Oh, why God will bring prophecies about the Super Bowl and this and that prophets coming up? You know where they are getting the prophecies? They have shrines. You know what are shrines? Shrines, have you, these prophets, maybe, okay, let me use the simplest example so that people can relate. In the movies, did you see the white bowl in which the diviner sees and sees the future? The white bowl is a shrine which has captured the power of a spirit being. So they do some enchantments. You know the Zulu board, Ubu board, whatever boards are there. It's a shrine that they place on the table. And that object, lifeless object, captures the power of a spirit being. And the spirit being starts, and those whatever coins start to move like this. And then they know the future. Then they speak with the dead and all those things. They are shrines. They are altars. Some people use a water bowl. They see in the water. That is a shrine. The water captures the power, the divining of a spirit entity inside the water. I am not interested in prophets giving daily prophecies. I am telling you the truth. You know what will happen? Pastor Rahul, did you see that video? Did you see that video? I am not interested in any video. I am not interested. Amen. I'm not interested. Oh God, I am interested in what God wants to tell me, what God wants to speak to me. That is what I am interested in, my Bible. Though I have the prophetic gift, I know how it operates. It does not operate every day. Today will like this. Today, Sister Mary, what tomorrow is Sunday? Sister Mary, you will encounter blessings tomorrow. On Monday, Sister Mary, you will get some gifts on Monday. I am not interested in that nonsense. God does not speak like that. Those are the lollipops. I am using some phrases that we use in India. You know, if you want to bring someone into your court, you have to show them a lollipop and bring them like this. That's how they say in India. So those daily prophecies are the lollipops that the so-called diviners throw at the Christian people. Oh, that prophet. You know what, Pastor Rahul, he's a true prophet, because what he prophesied about my Saturday came to pass. What he prophesied about my January came to pass. I'm not interested. Your life is still in a mess. You are still so away from God. You are a baby Christian. Don't know anything about God. And you are flaunting about your papa prophets who are the ones setting up shrines on high places. Shrine, that is a shrine. It says, verse number 31. He made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who were not of the sons of Levi. So he was constructing a place for worship. And he was telling, this is also God, Jehovah God, come here and worship. But what he was ordaining people for were not as per the instruction of God. He was ordaining priests unto the shrines, unto the altar, who were not Levites. Who were not Levites. I went to a church and I was not supposed to preach. I was a worship leader for around 8 years, by the way. I led worship. I led praise and worship. I used to play the guitar. So I, the man of God I was with, so whenever he would, before he would come, I will lead. So we went to a church and there we were supposed to lead praise and worship. So there was the team of the church, invited people who would lead praise and worship and all those things. So I led one, two songs and I sat behind the stage. And the other team came with all the shimmery dresses. to lead worship. I said, oh God, all the shimmery and shining dresses, they came to lead worship on the stage. And there were two girls who were leading worship, and there were tabla, you know, the tabla players and the harmonium players. And oh, this is the Indian cultural worship. But all those people who were there on the stage, they were wearing these threads on their hands, black and red threads, weird rings on their hands. And they were leading worship on the stage. They were not Levites. They were taken from the I don't know where the pastor took them from. And they were made to that church. When I saw that, I was grieved. I said, oh God, what is happening here? What is happening in this church? The man I came with, he was a so-called prophet. So he would only, I was not ordained by then to carry out my own ministry. So I kept quiet. I started to look and all those things. But the man who was supposed to minister, he came. I see this breakthrough in your life. I said, oh God, may this man of God prophesy what you want him to prophesy about the Babylon that has crept into this church. The Bible says, Jeroboam ordained people to be priests who were not of the tribe of Levi. That means you catch any occultic guy, you catch any Hindu guy, you catch anyone who plays good guitar and plays them on the stage. That is the worship at a high place. There is no requirement for anyone to be consecrated and holy. People were wearing those threads like this and leading worship. Those threads, by the way, are a sign that you have gone and worshipped at a temple of a deity and a god, and they have given you the thread to wear on your hand, and with that you come in the house of God and you worship. So I'm telling you, 90% people of God in India, I'm talking about India, 90% of the churches in India ignore these things. Oh, that's okay. The church is going on, people are coming. Let us move on. Those are not the tabernacle of God. Those churches are high places. Beware. Those churches are high places. Okay? People leading worship with tattoos on their body. It's okay if before Christ, before accepting Christ, you had tattoo and now it's permanent. You cannot remove it. Okay? So, but at the same time, these people who have tattoos, they are flaunting, they are proudly saying, oh, I have a tattoo, you make a tattoo. That means you are of the devil. One of the lady preachers, most famous preachers in the US, a lady preacher made tattoos here, made tattoos on the legs, and she's telling from the pulpit, you know, I have made tattoos here. God has a tattoo. Get rid of people who tell you, Christians, they are Pharisees, don't have tattoos. Oh God. So they, some of them have tattoos on their body and they don't repent. You can, if the person says, I had a tattoo, this tattoo is before I accepted Christ, but now don't make the tattoo like I have made it. It's an abomination to the Lord. I have made it, I can't remove it, so I can't help it, but you don't make it. That is the way to preach the gospel, to preach the truth of God. Okay? Hallelujah. About the tattoos, but I'm giving you example. Levites, people who are not Levites were ordained to lead the priesthood in the house. People who are not Levites. That is what he was doing. Verse number 32. Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did at Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And at Bethel, he installed the priests of the high places which he had made. So he made offerings on the altar which he had made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, in the month which he had devised in his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and offered sacrifices on the altar and burned incense. Okay? So, this is what Jeroboam did. Where it started off from? Solomon. And now Jeroboam is doing it with Israel. Made a high place, made an altar, started to sacrifice unto golden calves, deities, and started to ordain priesthood, priests, which were not of the tribe of Levi. Are you understanding high places? Okay. So let us go to the next chapter, 1 Kings chapter number 13. And from 1 Kings chapter number 13, I want to teach you that God wants to destroy every demonic high place. Amen. That is the intention of God. And you know why God ordained me? To destroy the demonic high places. The prophetic and the apostolic is ordained to destroy demonic high places. I have no jealousy, brother. I have nothing against any church. But if a church is a high place, my anointing is to destroy that high place. Hallelujah. Okay. So 1 Kings chapter number 13 talks about that God ordains the prophetic, the apostolic, to destroy a high place. We will go into that. Before I go into that, God is reminding me about a verse in Micah. So let's go to Micah. And even as you open your Bible to the book of Micah or Micah, I want to search out that verse. Micah. Okay. The book of Micah. Jonah, Micah. Okay, Micah chapter. It's in chapter number 1. Chapter number 1, verse number 3 onwards. Verse number 3 onwards. See what it says. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the what? On the high places of the earth. He will tread on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split like wax before the fire, like waters poured down down on a steep place. Amen. I just declare this word over and against the high places, that the Lord is coming down to tread upon high places in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You would say, why this brother Raul is so angry at high places? Brother, I am angry at high places because that is the high place which is holding your destiny, because of which you are suffering. That's why I am angry at high places. I am angry at any so-called church which is not a tabernacle of God, but a high place which offers sacrifices unto deities. So let's go back to 1 Kings chapter number 13. 1 Kings chapter number 13. Okay, so let's look at this story now. Very interesting, very interesting. 1 Kings chapter number 13, verse number 1. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David. And on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you. And men's bones shall be burned on you. In Jesus' name. You know what? I will pray, because I want to prophesy that you be the Josiah of your family in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, listen. Verse number 3. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. So it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, arrest him. Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered, so that he could not pull it back to himself. No demonic high place will have power over God's prophets and the word that they have brought from the Lord in Jesus' name. As soon as the king stretched his hand to arrest the prophet, the Bible says his hand withered off. Hallelujah. Because the deities of the high places were not powerful enough to stand against the word of the Lord, which the prophet of God brought. Verse number 5. The altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar. according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Then the king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me. So the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Let me talk to you about my opinion, and the opinion that I give you is not against the Spirit of God. The opinion is, if I was in the place of this prophet, I would not have prayed for the king. I wouldn't have prayed for the king. Because I know a revelation. I know a revelation that when the gods of the high places is not able to do anything to me, the next strategy that they will come to me with is a negotiation. A negotiation. And I am not going to negotiate with the enemy. Amen. So that's why I said, let me give you an opinion. If I was in the place of the man of God, I wouldn't have prayed for his healing. And what I am saying is not against the Spirit of the Lord. God accepts it. Because that is how, because after, oh God, hallelujah. After you destroy a deity, and the deity sees that they have no power against you, they will come to negotiate with you. Oh, you know what? We know you are greater than us. Please pray for us. I will pray for you when you leave that altar, destroy, and when you reject a covenant with your deity and accept my Lord Jesus. And then I will observe you for 6 months. If you are truly walking in the Lord, then I will pray good things for you. That is my stand. That is what I will do if I was in the place. I will not pray for these demonic people. Because when he started to negotiate with those spirits, there started the downfall of this prophet. The prophet did not went too long. Hallelujah. If you are truly a prophet, you will be merciful to those God is merciful, and you will be merciless where God is merciless. That is a true prophet. Okay, any which ways. The man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored. Verse number 7 says, then the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. You see, the king is starting to renegotiate. Come home. Be my friend, I will give you a reward. This is a strategy to destroy the man. This is a strategy. But the man of God said to the king, if you were to give me half your house, I would not go with you, nor would I eat bread, nor drink water in this place. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, you shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. What? Come again to the verse. Verse number 9, you shall not eat bread, nor drink water, because the water and the bread is of the clamorous woman. Proverbs chapter number 9, the high place where she calls. Ooh, hallelujah. Are you understanding, people of God? Amen. That is the high place, the bread, the stolen water, the bread eaten in secret. Come and eat. And God told him, don't eat, don't drink, and come by a different way. Why? Because the clamorous, you can manifest power and things will happen, but you have to have discernment to discern the voice of the clamorous woman that is crying out from the door of her house. She is sitting on a seat outside the door of her house and crying out to men, come to me, and I have stolen water here. That is the spirit in this guy called Jeroboam. He is the clamorous woman here. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay. So, verse number 9 says, the Lord had told him, you shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. Now an old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. You think the devil left you? He will come in another person to bring the same thing to you. Now this old prophet, do you know the story? Okay, many people don't understand what happened here. I'm going to explain you. The old prophet, and the children came and said, this man of God has done many great things. This had happened. Verse number 12, and their father said to them, which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went who came from Judah. Then he said to his sons, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. Then he said to him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. Invite to eat bread again. Who is this spirit that is calling? This is the spirit of the altar that this man of God destroyed. Once you destroy altars, you got to have discernment. You got to have discernment, because once they lose their power, they have not actually lost their power. They still have their seducing skills to call you back, to call you back to eat their bread and water. Once you eat their bread and water, you are finished. You have partaken of their deity God, and you have surrendered. You have surrendered. You have just in the realm of the spirit bowed down to them. So a prophet was sent. After Jeroboam, the seducing spirit got into this old prophet. And the prophet said, come home with me, eat bread. Verse number 16. And he said, I cannot return with you, nor go in with you. Neither can I eat bread, nor drink water with you in this place. For I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread and drink water there, nor return by going the way you came. Okay? He said to him, I too am a prophet as you are. The clamorous woman speaking. The fake wisdom speaking. I am also the same. The wisdom with which you operate, I also operate in the same wisdom. I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel spoke to me. We don't know which angel. An angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord saying, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. Bracket, he was lying to him. Do we understand now? Okay. Remember the two houses, the house of wisdom and the house of the clamorous woman. The house of the clamorous woman wants to destroy a maiden of wisdom. Now, who destroyed the altar of a high place. So, verse number 19. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. So, at last, the so-called prophet, man of God, surrendered and ate bread and drank water. From the high place, from the high place of the clamorous woman. Now it happened as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came to the prophet who brought him back. So he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah saying, thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you have came back, ate bread and drank water in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your father. So it was after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk that he saddled the donkey for him, the prophet whom he had brought back. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. Now the lion signifies the supervising spirit of the altar of God, the Lion of Judah. Because he disobeyed God, that means because he went against the law of the altar which he was serving God, and ate at another altar, ate the bread, drank the water there. The supervising spirit of the altar of God destroyed the man of God. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. So, okay. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him, and his corpse was thrown on the road, and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse. Okay, let's stop there. So his corpse was lying there. A lion stood, a donkey stood, signifying that this man died as a result of violating the laws and mixing up the the laws of two altars. So the donkey signified the altar of the golden calves. The lion signified the altar of God. Yeah, Princess Knowles, you are right. Altar was his altar. Yes, Sister Princess is right. There is a war between an altar and an altar. The altar of God is the house of God, is the house of wisdom. And the altar, the high place, the clamorous woman. There is a war between altar against an altar. Are we understanding the scripture meaning? Okay, that is the meaning of the scripture. Because many people speculate, Bible commentaries speculate, who is the unknown prophet, what happened, why did he was killed. This is the reason why he was killed. So that's why I said, if I was in that place of that man of God, I would have not prayed at first place for Jeroboam. I would have not believed these false old prophets. Because many prophets will come to you, tell you, you know, God told me something about you. I don't know you, but God told me something about you. I am not saying be speculating, be doubtful about people, but I am saying that discern every prophecy, test every prophecy. Because you have the Spirit of God and you know if it is coming from God or it's not coming from God. A high place. Jeroboam built a high place. He put up a shrine, an altar, a shrine which can capture the power of a spirit being inside of it. And he gave way to the spirit being. But God is interested to raise up prophets who will cry out against high places, who will prophesy against demonic altars. And tonight, that is what I am going to do. Let me stop here. I'm not done with high places, people of God. I will continue. Hallelujah. Sister Mary, how about the prophets, if Baal and Elijah? This was a battle between God's power and the power of the enemy. Yes. Elijah and the prophets of Baal, altar was his altar. Their altar, Elijah's altar, which can bring down fire. And Elijah's altar brought down fire. Hallelujah. Are we understand? Did the Holy Spirit make you understand? These are high places that are fighting your destiny. People who are calling spirit entities in those shrines. And connecting you knowingly, unknowingly to altars. I want to tell you, beware of drinking stolen water and eating bread in secret, because those seducing spirits want you to make covenants with high places. Beware of receiving messages from any person until you verify them. Are they from the house of God and are they speaking from the wisdom of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But tonight, one of the verses that I will ponder upon on Sunday night is the prophecy of the man of God. The prophecy of the man of God, the unknown prophet, in 1 Kings chapter number 12. 1 Kings chapter number 12. Rozakaya Rabba. He said against the altar, verse number 2. 1 Kings chapter number 13, verse number 2. He said, then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, hallelujah, shall be born to the house of David. On you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. And I want to prophesy to you that you be the Josiah who arise from your bloodline to destroy the altars of the ancestors, to destroy the high places that is manipulating your destiny. I cry out against high places that is manipulating the destinies of the children of God. Come on, people of God, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. Hey, praise Zeketebe, listen to me. I saw a vision when we were worshipping. And in the vision, I saw a weird kind of a triangle. This triangle was not drawn on the ground. This triangle was drawn on the ceiling. And on the ceiling, the triangle was formed with candles being lighted upside down. Whatever kind of the altar this that which I saw, which is manipulating someone's life in this meeting. Ah, Rabo Sakata, I cry out against you by the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. And I nullify your power and I destroy you. And I command you, take off your hands from the person in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Razo yo forata. Eya va da razo toko ravando ya frendo. Lebronde basito borasha taya rabonde. Lambrondo rossabaraba shabra toko rabayado. E brondolo sevrendi ambranda rasata rabando. Mrembolo robo 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 sialta rabalabondria. Altars that have orchestrated delays in your life because of which you are stuck at the same place from many years. That power that the altar rules you with and keeps you in that delay in Jesus' name is breaking over your life now. Is breaking over your, because I see the wheel of the Spirit moving. I see the wheel of the Spirit moving in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, people of God, pray with me. Rebondo yo se bato robo. Mem prondo fo zakata ravanzo. Me shavaya ravanzo kroboldo roboldre bendebe. Altars that are holding your ministries, break now. Now in Jesus' mighty name, influence of those altars, influence of those high places of the seducing spirit that is holding your ministries, that is holding your work for the Lord, your assignment from the Lord, break now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. It's time for the sons and the daughters of wisdom to arise, for you to become the maiden of God's wisdom who will go out to cry out on the streets, to cry out and to bring people in the house of God. We reject the high places. Oh, Rebbe, people of God, if you have offered to God on a high place, if you are offering to God on a high place, the high place can be a church which is not built under the instructions of God. The high place can be a place, can be an atmosphere that you chose. And you are saying, I go there and I pray. No. God does not accept offering. Oh, he does not prefer a high place. Start to build a tabernacle. Start to build a tabernacle in which he will come and dwell. Because God's glory will not dwell in any hanky-panky place. God's glory will only dwell in the tabernacle which is made as per his instructions. People of God, are you ready to construct your life, your house, your family as a tabernacle for his glory to dwell? Those who are pastors, are you ready to construct your church that God has called you to construct as per his instructions and not like a high place, for the glory of God to be encapsulated in the altar that you are building? Oh, Rabra Soto Robo Sitiana Raba, the power of God to be encapsulated in the altar that you are building unto him in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Every person, I pray now for every person who is controlled and who is under the influence of spirits from an altar. Agree with what I am praying. If you know that you are that person, I break the influence of those spirits upon your life now in Jesus' name. I break the influence of that voice from over your life now in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare freedom in your life. I declare freedom, Sarabo Tobo, Senta Yabana. Hey, Pondoka si to Voda Ravanda. Declare deliverance from every altar. In the name of Jesus. Pra Baroto Yorobotorobo. Ratobo Shabata Rakazonto Yobo Toyo. Hey, Panto Rafo Sita Yarafanzo Koravada. Efrol Tafarayandro Sevre Terebet. Ravada Ravanzo Grofo Torobo Doroti. To Rababado Rossam Brento Koya Banda. Ebroto Rajabadarabola. Alleluia ragazzata rabando robo. Rabal torobo lo holzi andra rabada rabo. La brabando robo shady andoro sete yaraba. Every hold be broken, every hold be broken, every hold be broken upon your life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let the covering of the Lord, of the tabernacle of the Lord, be established over you and your family in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, even at the utterance of this revelations and your word, I want to thank you that you are enlightening the minds of people unto what you want to speak to them and what you want them to do in this time and season. And also on the second aspect of it, by the utterance, you are releasing your prophetic voice, Lord, against high places, against so-called fake churches in Jesus' name, that you are exposing unfruitful works of darkness, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, hallelujah, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Hallelujah. And you shall shine in this gross and dark world. And the people shall come, Gentiles shall come to your brightness. Kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, during a famine when people are falling, you shall rise. You shall rise. I prophesy you shall rise like Joseph, who rose during a famine. In Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Father, thank you for the wonderful people who heard your word, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that your word go to those people whom you have ordained to listen to it in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. I cover all of us, Lord, with the blood of Jesus, with the walls of fire. In the name of Jesus, we shout, Lord, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's give a clap offering to God. And shout hallelujah. Amen. So.